Well, I got out on the bow then to let the light out on it because I wouldn't trust him no more. I let Captain Harris take care of the house, the wheel house. And I got down there, and she just lay right broadside. You turn, just roll, and waves would hit that boat side broadside, and it looked like they'd go 60 foot high. By the time I got that anchor out then, it was nicely blowing. And the waves was coming around across that island right there, just west of Fort Walton. I think it was just a solid sheet of water. No, you didn't see no beach. And I had on a brand new, just almost brand new clothes, and there's long sleeves, and I always roll my sleeves up then. You didn't have them cut off like that. And I buttoned them cuffs and them that shirt and hair around my neck. And whenever I got that anchor line out to the end of it, I had about, I'd say 3 feet of it was there. And a Samson post on the bower was about a 12 by 12 big square timber, you know, sticking up there. Boy, I'm telling you, I was afraid then to try to climb that, go for about 10 foot to the pilot house deck. I was afraid to go from there, afraid the next wave would knock me overboard.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Captain Harry couldn't throw a line to me. No, sir, he couldn't throw it that 10 foot, and him about 10 foot higher than, well, 10 foot higher than I was. Looked like he couldn't do it, he'd go just sailing. So I could, you know, hang on to it and come to the, couldn't do it. Well, we went right on west, that little anchor wouldn't hold her in her engine, and couldn't do anything with it, like everything was. Couldn't manage you with that anchor trying to hold her in the engine too.
Yeah.
And we just went right on west back across the flat, and normal weather it was about 3 foot deep. She was about a 4 foot draft boat. We went right out across that flat, right out in the turpentine timber, pine timber, and went on the beach. So just lucky I stayed right behind that post every time I'd get a chance to get a breath. I got it. That's how near under the water I was, right on the deck of that boat. And went down there, and when the wind was out of the southeast, and when she went on the hill, and she just lucky she went, the bow were swung around, went west, and I got off of the bow on the boat then. I wasn't worried then. That worried me while I was there where I was at. And I had on the cuffs of them trousers, my shoes, and what socks there was down in my shoes, and the cuffs and my collar and my belt. Now that's what I had on whenever I got off of there. They were just beat off of me.
Oh, good.
And I was blistered to a pulp, I'm telling you, just like I had been thrown in hot scalding water.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And that was the worst I ever had to make me worry too much.
Yeah, I guess that would make you worry. How many hurricanes you figured you lived through down here?
1919 or 1920, whichever one it was, along right in there. That's the hurricane, the forest back that I can remember. Hmm. And I've been through the rest of them all the way through, but there have been so many now that I can't remember. I used to kind of remember them, but not now.
Good.